The PNC says the claim by the EC that a party has no functional officers to carry out its activities is not true. It says the party has 72 officers across the country. The general secretary of the party, Bernard Mona, who stated this to Radio Ghana, says the EC did not do adequate research before coming out with that publication. He adds that the party does not need to paint its party officers with the colors of the party before they can be called officers.
It exposes the inadequacies of proper research within the Electoral Commission itself. And second, it brings to the fore the issue of what constitutes a functional office and what actually is an office. Because, for instance, in the Upper West region where we are credited with one office, I can tell you within WA Central alone, there are about five offices of the People's National Convention. In Nadoli, there are about three offices. You have one in Japa, you have one in Tumu, one in Gulu. And so, therefore, even in the Upper West region, the number of offices that the party has are more than the number of districts that exist in the past in the region. So when the Electoral Commission publishes results like this, it is not a true reflection of what pertains on the ground. The second important thing is that many of our offices, when the Electoral Commission is speaking to, they have excuses to accept or not to accept. They go to an office and they are shown, and then they come to the conclusion that, well, somebody is trading from your office, and therefore they will not qualify as an office. I don't know what their locus or mandate is to determine what we use our offices for. If we hold our meetings largely in the night and we have rented our office to somebody to possibly trade or to do his work so as to earn income, a member of our party, the Electoral Commission refuses to accredit that to us. Then when you show the Electoral Commission other offices, they tell you that, well, they are not painted with party colors and therefore they cannot accept it. I do not know that every office must be painted in a party color in order that it qualify. The political party. But first of all, it's our call that, look, you cannot ask the political parties to continue to have offices. What do we mean by office? An office is a place where you have office furnishing.
General Secretary of the PNC, Bernard Mona, would want to state that the PNC has 372 offices and not 72.
Meanwhile, the CPP has accused the EC of publishing a dead report on his party's functionality. The deputy youth organizer of the party, Ernesto Yabua, told Radio Ghana that the report is a three-year-old one and questioned the motives behind its publication at this time. He said the party will soon table a proposal for changes in the electoral code to suit current dynamics.
This was carried out as far back as 3 years ago, almost immediately after the 2012 election, at a time when some of our rents for our party offices had expired. It starts that the Electoral Commission will choose no time other than now, 3 years down the line, when almost everything has changed, to publish such a dead report. It makes us question the motive of the Electoral Commission.
You are calling it a dead report. Were you not contacted before the report was published?
Certainly not. We haven't received any official or written communication to that effect, which is the point we are making, that it makes us question a bit the motive behind the publication of the report. Now, the other aspect to look at is the law itself and whether it makes sense in any case. Today, as we speak, an independent candidate with no offices across the length and breadth of the country can be voted for to become president of the Republic of Ghana. Are we saying that an independent candidate with no offices is more credible than a political party with no offices, even if that is the case? I mean, it's a sad commentary to begin with.
On the ground, do you have those offices across the country?
Why not? We have offices across the country.